There's no way. They have the city sealed up, sitting down there in the middle of that bowl like that.
Well, Swan asked, what do we do?
Blade assembled his cavalry officers. He sent them to find the enemy. When they encountered no immediate resistance, he moved his army 10 miles southward and camped. Next morning, as soon as the bats went away, he formed line of battle, but did nothing else. His scouts worked the hills carefully. He repeated that the next day and the day following. Late that afternoon, a rider came in from the north. His news put a smile on Blade's face. He did not tell Swan or Mather immediately. The fourth morning, his battle line advanced. He entered the hills slowly, made sure his formations stayed integrated. There was no hurry. The cavalry stayed out front. Contact came shortly before noon. Blade did not push. He let his men skirmish, but avoided a general engagement. His cavalry harassed the enemy with missiles. The Shadowlanders were not inclined to attack them. The sun dropped westward. Blade let the skirmishes grow. The enemy commander gave the order to attack. Blade's own officers had orders to stage a fighting withdrawal as soon as the enemy came out to play. They were to stop retreating only if the enemy stopped coming. If he did that, they were to start harassing him again. That game went on till the Shadowlanders lost all patience. Chapter 41. I halted the column, gathered Narayan and Ram and those men who passed for officers. This is the place, on the back of the swale. We put me and the standard on the road, spread the men out to either side. Narayan and the others looked puzzled. Nobody knew what was going on. It seemed wise to keep it that way till it was too late for anybody to worry. I set it up, practically having to show each squad leader where I wanted him. Narayan finally figured it out.
It won't work, he decided.
He had been on a negative kick since the Grove. He did not believe anything was going to go right ever again.
Why not?
I doubt they know we're here. I was able to confuse their bats and shadows.
I hoped.
Once I had everybody in place, I got into my armor, got Ram fixed up, led him and Narayan to where we could see what lay beyond the crest. I saw what I expected to see. A lot of dust headed my way.
They're coming. Narayan, go tell the men that in less than an hour they'll get their chance to drink Shadowlander blood. Tell them as soon as Blade's men slip through the aisles in the formation, they're to plug those up.
The dust came closer fast. I watched Narayan off to spring the surprise. I watched the nervousness spread among the men. I was especially interested in the small troops of horsemen on the wings. If they followed Jah's old example, I was in for another disaster. Blade's men were almost upon me. I took my position, set witch fires burning on my armor. Ram came up beside me, impressive in the Widowmaker armor I had made for him. I put fires upon him, but could do nothing about giving him the crows that always attached themselves to Croker's shoulders when he turned into Widowmaker. I doubted the Shadowlanders would notice. Blade's men poured over the crest. There was a lot of confusion till they realized we were on their side. Willow Swan galloped up, hair flying, laughing like the demented.
Right on time, sweetheart. Right on time.